Need funding for your real estate investment deal? Longhorn Investments is professional, reliable, and fast. Currently serving Texas, Tennessee, North Carolina, Missouri, Alabama, and Indiana, Longhorn Investments, LLC is a direct private lender offering short-term acquisition and renovation capital to real estate investors for both residential and commercial assets. With Longhorn Investments, you can receive up to 75% of ARV, finance up to 100% of cost, close in 3 to 5 business days, no income requirements, a streamlined, simple approval process, and no prepayment penalty. Formed in 2008, Longhorn Investments has funded over 4,000 loans since its inception and includes complementary businesses, including a title company and real estate law practice. Longhorn's wealth of experience puts them in the unique position of being able to help investors throughout all aspects of each transaction. To get started today and see why Longhorn Investments is the superior lending experience, call and speak to Lawrence Hopkins at 314-749-7616. That's 314-749-7616. Or visit Longhorn Investments at longhorninvestments.com. Longhorn Investments, hard money lending simplified.
Universe Media Network, 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 Network.
Good day. I'm Samantha Smith with your United States real estate investing news. With the national eviction ban expiring this month, many United States landlords are prepared to rejoice over excessively delinquent rents in exchange for possible value-add opportunities and rent hikes. Before the removal party begins, buy and hold investors need to realize that some states may still offer some tenants' protections. Since the start of the pandemic, an abundance of renters have been consumed with dread due to increasing infection rates, statewide lockdowns, business closures, and housing insecurity. Since the creation of the CDC-backed eviction moratorium, rental occupants could rest a little easier. Now, the chickens are coming home to roost, putting renters back on high alert. Quoting John Pollock, coordinator of the National Coalition for a Civil Right to Counsel, "We're going to see what we've been managing to stave off this wave of evictions that is just going to crush some of these areas," end quote. Quoting Annie Nova of CNBC, New York has extended its eviction moratorium until September for tenants who've endured a COVID-related setback or for whom moving could pose a health risk. To qualify, renters must submit a hardship form to their landlord. New Jersey won't allow evictions to proceed until 2 months after its state of emergency status is lifted, which is expected to occur in mid-June, meaning most renters will likely be safe until at least sometime in August. Most evictions in Vermont are barred until 30 days after its state of emergency concludes, which right now means struggling renters should be able to stay in their homes until the middle of July. Although Oregon's eviction ban lapses at the end of the month along with the CDC's, renters can't be evicted for rent owed between the months of April 2020 and June 2021, and they have until the end of February 2022 to make up those payments. In at least 28 states, programs that give out these funds bar landlords from evicting tenants for at least the period they received assistance for, and in some cases for between 30 and 90 days afterward, according to Andrew Orend, vice president for research at the National Low Income Housing Coalition, end quote. As in the games of life, there are always winners and losers. In the game of real estate investing, the property champions and underdogs are also continually at odds. Over the last few months, the pandemic has slowed the typically historical job-seeking migration of Americans headed towards the western and southern parts of the United States. Although most feel that the current activity slowdown will increase with time, that gain is sure to mean more opportunities for real estate investors, as well as more risks. There are sectors where some jobs have returned to the market, albeit in modest amounts. Quoting Ingo Windsor of Forbes, overall, 4% of pre-pandemic jobs have so far not returned. That includes 2% in business services, 4% in manufacturing, 4% in healthcare, 5% in government, and 14% in restaurants and tourism. More restaurant and tourism jobs will eventually return as more people are vaccinated, but markets where that recovery is weakest include San Francisco, New York, Boston, and Philadelphia. On the other hand, almost all of those jobs have returned in Oklahoma City, Jacksonville, Salt Lake City, Birmingham, and Houston, end quote. As there are many different strategies to maneuver a real estate deal, the present statistics related to the availability of properties now more than ever before plays an important role in the economic state of specific markets' migration, population, and changing job statistics. Quoting Windsor again, San Antonio, Charlotte, and Nashville are the least complicated investment locations. And just because the job situation in markets like Las Vegas, Grand Rapids, and Orlando is very poor today, you can still invest there. Any market has areas that will do fine. You just have to be cautious, which means that you have to stick to the middle of the rent range in whatever zip code you're considering a property, end quote. As of late, property wholesaling is under attack. Certain cities and states are beginning to crack down on wholesalers who have recently flooded various poorer markets nationwide. With failed promises of a fast closing, apparent strong-arm tactics, and misfortune, some bad actors in the wholesaling space are giving this portion of the industry a bad taste in the mouths of distressed property owners and government officials. Quoting Michael Sasso of the Post-Gazette, unlike fix-and-flip investors, who take title to homes, renovate them and put them back on the market, wholesalers typically negotiate with homeowners just to put homes under contract and sell those contracts to flippers. I don't buy houses, I solve problems, said Scott Sekulow, who leads an Atlanta-area congregation of Messianic Jews and bills himself as the flipping rabbi. He said clients come his way when they're going through a divorce, can't afford massive home repairs or run into other trouble. Mr. Sekulow said he can get them cash while also beautifying a neighborhood, end quote. After many complaints, Illinois, Oklahoma, Arkansas, Kansas, and the city of Philadelphia proposed or passed regulations. Quoting the Post-Gazette, Philadelphia acted in the fall after neighborhoods were overrun with We Buy Houses signs and reports that hard-charging wholesalers wouldn't leave houses without a signed contract. In my neighborhood in West Philly, I probably get 3 postcards a month from one of these guys, said Michael Froelich, an attorney with Community Legal Services of Philadelphia. If you can get leads, you can dupe somebody into signing a contract for far less than fair market value, and you can make $30,000, $40,000, $50,000 on a house, end quote. For our quick content suggestions this week, we have Financial Freedom Guru O.G. Fox reveals tips for investing in real estate during the pandemic from Digital Journal, and The Empty Office, What We Lose When We Work From Home from The Guardian. To research further, see links and more from these reports in the news notes. I'm Samantha Smith for United States Real Estate Investor News, UnitedStatesRealEstateInvestor.com.